The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Monday, February 9th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Neary and I shall be your host for today. I'm going to give a big shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Cambridge. They are listening. They said, today is going to be especially best to see Cecil. I'm listening. So I'm just going to shout out to you, shout out to them and let them know that, yes, I know you're there. Also like to shout out to Miss Hepburn. Barbara Hepburn, it was her birthday this weekend. I want to make sure that she knows that we appreciate her and happy birthday to her also. In studio, I have Miss Yolanda Fernanda. Miss Yolanda Fernanda is the public relations officer for the Heart Foundation. And every year they come to Guardian and they tell us about their big ball. But before we go and hear about the big ball, I want to know about the big works that the Heart Foundation is doing. And like always, I got to get the beginning and the ends of the Heart Foundation. What is it? Why is it important? Where is it located? Who all is involved, right? I know you have a new award that they're taking advantage of and they're looking for recommendations and names. So I'm going to ask a little bit about that. But without further ado, I welcome to the show Miss Yolanda Fernanda. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing fine this morning.
And before we start with the Heart Foundation, how long have you been a part of the Heart Foundation in general?
I've been a part of the Heart Foundation for 13 years.
13 whole years?
Yes.
And as being the public relations officer, the person responsible for giving out the information, you've been doing that for the full 13 years or this is like a recent position?
No, I've been doing it for quite a while. Not the full 13 years, but I've been doing it for a long time.
Okay, so now let's talk about the Heart Foundation. What is the official name of it? Is it the Heart Foundation?
It's the Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation.
The Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation.
Yes.
And that sounds like it's named after somebody.
Yes.
Who is it named after?
It's actually named after Lady Sassoon's husband. He died of heart failure. And when he died, she, instead of people giving flowers and stuff like that, she wanted the money to be sent to the Heart Foundation for the Bahamas. And at the time, we did not have one. So she decided to start one, and that's where it came from. And so the fund, the foundation is named after him.
Okay. So now I need to know who this Sir Victor Sassoon.
He was a... What do you mean?
She's someone's husband.
Yeah.
So, and then she decided to recognize him. But yes. Was he a Bahamian?
No, he was not Bahamian. He was British. He was living here in the Bahamas, and he got sick, mm-hmm. and his wife did that for him.
Good. So, how long has the foundation been established now?
It's 30. Well, this is our 60th ball.
60 years of balling.
Just for the ball, though. But mm-hmm. we've been in existence 3 years before that.
Oh, so it was 63 years that the foundation has been enacted and running and doing events and having this charity.
Yes.
So I want to just step back because I understand there's a ball and I want to get details about the ball, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a fundraising type event and I want to understand. What is the money for?
The money is to help with young people getting their hearts fixed. Like every year, you might come up with several children with heart defects, and they need heart surgery. And so when we get our funds, we use that to assist them with the surgeries. The surgeries are very expensive.
Yes.
And they could cost anywhere from $100,000 and upward. And so when we raise monies, we have to replenish our fund because every year when you're spending that type of money, you know the money is going to run low. So we keep up our fundraising efforts in order to keep the fund replenished.
So I had a friend whose child was born with some kind of heart issues. I know that he was a recipient from the funds of the foundation. I'm not sure how they went about it.
Well,
right? But you can explain that just in case someone's out there and they say, you know what? I didn't even know you all existed. And let me see if I can take advantage of this opportunity. I have a sick child, right? Yes. What happens then?
If you have a sick child, you could contact the Heart Foundation and we would advise you to go and see Dr. Lightburn, who is a pediatric cardiologist, and he will help to assess the child, and then we'll see how best we can help them.
Okay. Is it an action form, or you just go to Dr. Lightburn, and then there's a recommendation or a forwarding?
Yes, you don't have to have an application. The Heart Foundation is very open. You can give us a call, and when you call us, we will refer you to the right people and take you through the right channels in order to get this.
Okay. So is the Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation manned? Is it like a full-time, like a daily place that you could go and call the phone number? Or this is something that opens on the weekend or opens when the foundation is doing activities?
Daily, we have somebody at the office. As long as you call in, you'll be able to contact someone. And we have two ladies in the office who are very good at assisting you when you call. Annabelle Gomez will answer the phone, as well as Linda LaFleur, who's been with the fund for as long as it has been around.
So, and you say that it's open daily, is active, interactive.
Yeah.
And on a normal day, what does the employees tend to do? I mean, I'm assuming they manage the account in terms of the scholarship, the award,
the
funds, right?
Yes.
But is that like a demand that they have to be there all the time?
Well, they can be there from like about 9 o'clock in the morning till 2-3 o'clock. They don't stay the full day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there's always something to do, because there are people calling in who would like to donate. There are people who need to get their hearts fixed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there are also fundraisers ongoing constantly. And so those things need to be managed.
Now, you mentioned there's a number of different fundraisers besides your ball. And remember, we can talk about the ball. I ain't reached it yet. I'm just building up to get there, right? Because I want to know about the tickets and where it is and what to expect, right? You just mentioned fundraisers. What other type of fundraisers does the Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation does?
Well, we usually have two fundraisers every year, the major one being the ball. And then we would have a tea party that we used to have annually at Government House. But after COVID, we have not been able to do that like how we normally did. So we are always looking at ways of bringing in funds. And this year, a few of the people on the committee had organized a golfing tournament that has just passed.
So you mentioned also that the funds are used for surgery.
Yes.
Right? So I'm assuming that it's for extreme cases. Is the money only for young people, or if I have later in life and I'm a senior man, senior woman, and I need a surgery, can I go and apply for the fund?
No, we used to help adults, but then after a while, you know, it can get very costly, so we just concentrated on the children.
And when you say children, what age children are you talking about?
From babies right up to teenagers.
To teenagers, so
yeah.
Basically up to about 17, 18-ish. They're about, I guess, 18 we consider adults.
Adult,
I mean,
yeah.
So about 17.
We don't get too high up in the age, but
okay.
Mostly babies and young children we help every year.
Oh, very young.
Yes, very young children.
Is there a constant demand, like every year there's one person, or is it like 1 year, then maybe next 2-3 years someone else comes and apply?
Every year
there's a need for surgery?
Every year there's a need for surgery. I don't think we've had a break. I know during the pandemic, it was hard to get to send people, but the people were waiting.
So there's a wait list then?
So you have people that are on the list. You could have up to 5 or 6 in a year.
Where are the surgeries taking place?
Well, we do the surgeries because they're specialty surgeries, and if they can't be done here, we would send them to Cayman Health, and then we usually send them to Joe DiMaggio Hospital in the U.S.,
okay.
They partner with us to give us better prices. so that we could be able to afford more.
Good for them. So let's. I want to go back to, again, for the benefit of the listening audience, so they can understand exactly what the foundation is about, how they could benefit or gain information about it. I have a sick child. Stand for that point again, mm-hmm. right? I just now hearing that the foundation will be able to help and assist, mm-hmm. right? And you mentioned that the child and the parents are referred to Dr. Lightburn, so that's how it goes?
Yes, they're referred to the doctor, and he will do an assessment, and then they'll send them back to us to get funding.
And he will recommend what is required and whatever it is. Yes,
definitely, because he's an expert. He'll recommend what is needed, and he's well able to assess the children.
So you mentioned that there's a list, yeah. a wait list. So there's about 3 or 4 kids waiting, right? Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they went to the Dr. Lightburn or a specialist. The specialist then recommend them to the institution, the foundation,
yes.
right? And now it's to your office. How does that procedure goes?
When you get to talk to Mrs. LaFleur, and then she would take it to the board, and then they'll decide, you know, how to get the funds together, and they'll help the people arrange travel and all that stuff to get to the hospital.
That's what I want to talk about now. Mm-hmm. Now, you say you mentioned arranged travel. I'm trying to picture what all the money is for, right? Is the money, the donation, the foundation, the gift, the grant, is it only for the surgery, or there is like a little stipend also that for whatever incidentals that may come about?
Yeah, well, we try to help the parents with the travel. We would try to get them help with that as well.
Okay.
But of course, as the parent, you know, you're going to try to help yourself.
Well,
you have a few dollars for your food and your incidentals while there. But we'll do our best to help you with getting there, getting the surgery done. And a lot of these hospitals, they have little rooms and places where people can stay who come for that purpose. Mm-hmm. So it's really attached to the whole package.
Now, and I appreciate all that information. I'm trying to have all this in my head as I speak to you. And thank you very much for coming in, Ms. Fernando. And this is Ms. Fernando, Yolanda Fernando, who's a public relations officer for the Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation. And they have a ball that is coming up that I'm going to talk about any minute now. But I just wanted to establish some information for regular Bahamians who could donate. Do
yes.
you all take donations?
I was about to say, now that you brought that up, people who are listening, you know, corporate citizens, even people who have been helped by the Heart Foundation, you can donate each year to the fund. You could imagine if the over 4,000 patrons that we have were to give us $100 a year, we would not have to have a ball or be soliciting funds as hard as we do. Because, you know, we have helped enough people that if they would give $100 a year
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that on their birthday, or on their surgery anniversary as a celebration, mm-hmm. as a give back, we'd be doing very well. But corporate citizens listening, you could put us on your list for your annual fundraising initiatives every year. Not fundraising, charitable donations each year. You could put us on your list, and we'll appreciate that.
I'm listening audience, if they have money to donate, how would they donate? Do they make a phone call and speak to someone? Is there a website that they could visit and say, well, forward money there, transfer money to account? How does that go about?
Yeah, they can call the Heart Foundation office. The number is 327-0806. That's 327-0806. You can call the office. You can speak to Mrs. LaFleur or Mrs. Gomez, and they will give you all the wire transfer information that you need to be able to send us funds.
I see that every year in February you tend to have events.
Yes.
Is February important? What's the significance with the date in February?
Well, February is designated Heart Month, and, you know, people bring awareness to heart diseases and heart defects. And so with that being Heart Month, and it's also recognized as Valentine's
mm-hmm,
Day,
mm-hmm.
so we tend to have our ball close around that time.
I sound like
Heart Month.
Sound like being in a dress in red coming to this ball. I could talk with the ball soon. What else I want to talk about is there a cap in terms of the donations?
Mm-hmm.
Not a donation, for the funds to get the award. Say the surgery is making up numbers now, $40,000. Do I need to be cognizant that only $20,000 we able to give out? No. How does that come about?
No, we don't do that. If you come and the surgery is $40,000, we try to get you $40,000. There's no cap. There's no, we can't do this or we can't do that. The only way we'll tell you no is if the fund is empty.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever the surgery costs, whoever comes, we don't turn them away. It depends on what it costs. We just give them the cost.
That's good to know. That's good to know. What also I want to know is, I know you all tend to do an award ceremony also, or recognizing Bahamians who are doing beautiful and wonderful things in the Bahamas. Tell me a little bit about this award and the name of it, and how does that come about, and how does it ties into the overall Heart Foundation?
Well, to the listening audience out there, I know you know people that are deserving of an award or recognition for the work that they do in the community. You know, they are doing exceptional stuff, and you feel like nobody is noticing. You could recommend those persons to the Heart Foundation, and every year we do a Golden Heart Awardee program.
It's called a Golden Heart Award?
Yes, a Golden Heart Award, where we would award somebody who's done remarkable stuff in the community.
Tell me more about that. I'm trying to see, how do you recommend a name? Do you write an essay? Do you just say, put the name in and write the reason? How does that go about?
You could write a little bio on the person saying what they're all about and your recommendation that they do. We consider them because they've done good works in society. For instance, one of our priests was recommended, and that's because he he took care of many, many people, like his own children. He sent them to school, up to college.
Mm.
You know, he took care of them very well. And for that reason, he was recognized.
And it's a special award. Is this the award is given at a function, or is any type of ceremony? How does that go about?
Yeah, that's given at the ball.
At the ball. Yes. So this is all a part of that ball. Yes. So the deadline must be close then.
The deadline is very close, and it's not late though. We still almost have 2 weeks to go before the ball. So it's not late. You could still nominate somebody.
Okay, so let me just pause and deal with that. So it's not too late to nominate somebody.
No, it's
but
not.
The ball is in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I assume we only have about a week. Yeah. And the last part of the week, the second week, is about
getting ready to show up.
Yes. So give me some information on, you said call in, or I can, there's a fax number or email address.
For the best thing to do is call the office.
Call the office and say, I have someone I want to nominate for the Golden Heart Award.
Yes, and we can tell you the office is located on West Bay Street, almost opposite the Swiss Bakery Shop. And right now we have a sign out with a heart shape because we want to encourage you to come in and buy tickets for the ball. So you'll be able to find us. And the building is beige with a sign that says Eves, E-V-E-S. So you can find us. Even if you don't call in, you could write the letter and you could drop it off.
Okay, nice. I like that. And for the Golden Heart Award, it's one grand award. It's not a numerous award. Is that?
No, it's one grand award. When a person comes at the ball, we'll recognize them. Sometimes the patrons don't know who the person is until then.
Really?
Yeah, they won't know until then. But we tend to tell the family of the patron, the person who's being awarded, so that they can
have their support there.
Have their support and get their families to come out, buy tables and sit and come and see them get their award.
Okay. That sounds good and interesting. So now let's talk about this ball. I know you come here to talk about the ball, but I want to get all of these questions out and know more about the Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation. I just wanted to get a detail about that. And now that I have that established, I could talk about the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When the ball?
The ball is the 21st of February. That's going to be at Bahama.
February 21st.
Yes.
And you say it's going to be at Bahama?
Yes, it's going to be at Bahama. Cocktails at 7:30 and then dinner at 8:30.
So I like dancing, dinner and dancing and stuff. Would there be any kind of entertainment?
All kind of entertainment.
You got to tell me about the entertainment. I can sit here and be quiet, and now you go in detail. And what type of, you say all kind, what type of entertainment will be there?
Well, you know, we've been around for 60 years, like I told you, in terms of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen what people expect from a ball. So we try to give a little something for everybody. At the beginning, we start with the Ed Bryce Orchestra.
What's the name of the orchestra again?
Ed Bryce.
Ed Bryce.
Yes, we start with the Ed Bryce Orchestra, where people could get a feel for that all old ballroom style of entertainment. You can dance with your partner and enjoy a nice low-key
type. Just a society event.
Yes. And then after we start with that band, then we progress to the Defense Force Dance Band.
Okay, the pop band.
The pop band, where we'll have a little more upbeat music as you go through your dinner time. And then at the end of the night, we have the Soulful Groovers and our DJ, and you just dance
just
it up.
Just shaking up.
Yes.
Okay. So you have three different bands, per se.
And a DJ.
And a DJ, too.
Yes, Gary Super Johnson. He's our charity contributor every year to come and entertain our guests.
So let me make sure I get all of the entertainment right. We have the Ed Bryce Orchestra.
Yes.
We have the Defense Force Pop Band. And then there's one more I didn't get to write down. Who's going to be there?
The Soulful Groovers.
The Soulful Groovers.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And of course, there's going to be DJ Gary Johnson, who's going to be there.
Gary Super.
Okay. Make sure, right? Who's going to be there.
Yes.
So this is a range of entertainment, from young to the old to mature to the savvy, you know, the hip, who can be here and enjoy themselves.
We try to give a little something for everybody.
Okay. And that means I got to dress up for this event then?
Yes.
Is it a semi or black tie?
It's formal.
Okay, so I need to get a tux.
Yes.
Or a good jacket.
It's our Diamond Jubilee year, so you might want to come all blinged
up. Of course. I might have the wife have a trail.
That's,
you know,
right?
When she walk in, everybody got to know that she arrived. The Nuri's has arrived.
That's right.
So it's like a red carpet event.
Yes, it's going to be a formal event every year.
Nice.
People love dressing up for balls.
Yes, definitely. How much is the ticket?
The tickets are $300.
Let me write that down, $300.
Yes.
And that's a reasonable fee for a grand ball, especially with all these events that you have in there.
Yeah, we have
high-end Bahama.
We have platinum tables as well, but they're all gone, so it's no use.
I mean, what's a platinum table?
Well, a platinum table is a table that's just a little more expensive than your regular table, because we would add additional stuff to the table, like party favors. Well, everybody gets party favors, but theirs would be a little more upscale.
And that's sold already? But you are good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people ready to go. And I guess corporate Bahamas and private citizens,
they just
bought them out. We coming.
Yes.
We coming. So if I wanted to come as a corporation, a business, or buy out a table, was that possible?
Yeah, you just come in and you say, my company'd like to buy a table. You give us a check for $3,000 or $4,500, whatever table you choose to buy, and then you come as a table.
How many people sit at the table?
10.
10.
Yes.
I'm working it out in my head, so that's why. She should come with a $3,000.
$350 and $300.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's affordable. Yeah, but we have some big businesses here who understand the importance of the foundation.
And then, too, the majority of the money goes to the fund.
Mm.
96 cents on every dollar that you spend actually goes towards the surgery.
Nice.
So we're not getting any of the money. It's actually for the actual surgery.
Mm. And when is the event? You said February 21st, is that?
Yes, it's February 21st.
And it's going to be at Bahama inside the grand ballroom there?
Yes, it's going to be in the ballroom
And it's going to be that big red carpet event, and it's a black tie affair, so everyone wearing ball gowns and tuxedos. Yes. And so when I come in, do I have that at open bar? I like open bars.
Well, we don't have open bar, mm-hmm. but we'll offer you a drink in the cocktail area.
Okay.
And then we come in, you sit to your table, mm-hmm. and you get wines on your table.
Okay.
And if you buy one of those platinum tables, you get champagne.
Look, see? That means I need to find out these corporate places and go to the table and say, you remember me? I see Henry.
Yes.
Can I get
two of those?
Yeah. Can I put one of these on my table, too?
Yes.
Yes. That's nice. So is it too late to purchase tickets, or do you still have a couple of remaining tickets?
No, it's not too late to purchase a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets available. Not much, but it's not too late to purchase.
And where and how can I purchase a ticket?
Now, before I tell you about the ticket, when you come to the ball, you need to bring money.
Yeah, bring money too?
You need to
tell me what I need to bring money for.
And for $10,
$10,
you can buy a raffle ticket.
Okay.
And the raffle ticket will get you a trip to London for two.
What, for only $10?
For $10.
I got to buy two tickets to Trinidad
for two.
Yeah.
And then there's a Bahamas Air ticket where both of them, you can go anywhere Bahamas Air flies.
I like that. And for $10.
We have artwork and all kinds of jewelry.
It's a big raffle. I thought it was only one or two prizes. You keep on calling new ones
we
as you go.
We have silent auction as well as the raffle.
We got to talk about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We talked to Miss Yolanda Fernanda. She is a public relations officer for the Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation. They're having their grand event, their big ball, coming up on February 21st, 2026 at the Bahama Grand Ballroom. You didn't tell me what time it starts.
It starts at 7:30.
7:30?
I told you 7:30 and dinner is at 8:30.
Okay. We're going to take this quick commercial break as we continue our conversation.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and I have a representative from the Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation. And it's a foundation that basically caters to young kids, right, who have heart conditions, who need specialty surgery. And we know that these surgeries tend to cost tens of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And the foundation was started off by that lady?
Lady Sassoon,
in honor of her husband who transitioned because of heart problems. And so she created this foundation to recognize and to remember him and to give back to Bahamians. So now we have 60 years of this ball. And this organization or the foundation itself has been in existence for 63 years, am I correct?
Yes.
63 years. So for 63 years in the Bahamas, the foundation has been giving back, making having opportunities and availability of funds for Bahamian children to go abroad and have these specialty surgery. Mm-hmm. And earlier in the show, Ms. Fernando has given detail on how you can apply if you have a sick child or a child who needs support. And she went in detail about that so people can understand that process. But now she's giving me details about this big grand ball. It's an annual ball that happens, and it's going to be happening on February 21st of this year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Bahama Grand Ballroom there. And you said that the doors open at 7:30 and dinner starts at 8.
Yeah, the cocktail hour starts at 7:30.
Yes, I love the cocktail. And then she goes in detail about all the entertainment's going to be happening there. Of course, we have the Ed Bryce Orchestra. We have DJ Super Johnson, and then we have the Defense Force Pop Band, and we have the Soulful Groovers, who's going to be there. This is one of two fundraisers that they tend to have. Of course, they have a high tea fundraiser at Government House, and they're going to reestablish that soon. And of course, there's going to be the big grand ball, which is a formal event, Black Tie Affair.
Yes.
Right? And I was speaking to Miss Fernanda about what all to expect. And she said, man, you have prizes and surprises.
Yes.
And I said, because I just thought it was going to be the raffle. And she listed a lot of number of high-end prizes for the raffle ticket. For a mere $10, you can go to London. You can go any place where the Bahamas Air fly. You can go to Trinidad, right? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to go over that list of things, too, again, so those who are listening can know exactly when you bring your $10,
yes,
right, what you can possibly win. Do they have the drawing there, or the drawing is done afterwards, later on?
It's done right there.
I know if I win.
Yes, you'll know
if you win. Okay, go over the prizes one more time.
Well, every year our supporters, artists, and people in the society would donate great prizes to us, mm-hmm, or businesses. And some really fine places have donated stuff to us. We have expensive jewelry.
Jewelry?
Yes. Corporate citizens. I don't want to name their name now.
Okay.
Because, you might miss out somebody. But they give us jewelry. They give us handbags.
Handbag.
They give us Bahamian craft.
There's all kind of tickets, all kind of prizes to win.
It's especially a big junk canoe picture there that I won.
Mm-hmm,
it's artwork. An artist painted it. It's beautiful. So I got my eye on that. Mm-hmm. You get grills, like to go and grill your food outside.
Okay.
You have cases of steaks. You could choose what you want.
There's wonderful prizes.
You don't have to get the steaks, but you can use whatever that company sells.
Yeah.
They give you a $500
gift voucher.
We have champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, one of our patrons, donated a very expensive case of champagne. Actually, it's the same one that the platinum tables are going to be drinking that night.
Nice.
And so the prizes are endless.
Now, just in case I'm not lucky to win no raffle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any door prizes? Like I come in and I sit at my table and get prizes where I don't have to know?
I'm so glad you asked me that, because that prompted me to let you know. There are going to be 3 prizes that you could win just sitting at your table.
Just sitting at my table.
Yes, other than all the other stuff that I've mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And our table prize is always over $100.
I like that.
So wherever you sit in the room, you can win a prize.
A possibility that you can win a prize.
Yes, so there's plenty of things given away that night.
I like places and events that get things. I like things. And mind you, when I'm in a festive mood and I then spend my $300 and I dance and having fun, the idea of going home with something too is an extra bonus. I say, man, I enjoy myself.
Those raffles that be giving you tickets for two for London and all that, you may have to pay $100 at an event like that.
Yes, a mere $10.
But for $100, you could buy many tickets.
I have more chances to win.
Yes, you can get yourself 10 tickets and have more chances to win.
I like that.
For your $100.
I like that. The more chance I get to win, the better it is for me.
Yes, so all those...
So I won't bring just the $10.
Listen, make sure bring your money, because you feel left out if you can't participate. Okay, we do have a card, so we can use the card machine as well.
So I don't necessarily have to bring cash. I can bring my card and buy a raffle ticket with my card.
You could buy $500 worth of tickets rather than $100.
Well, I reached that point. But I mean, I appreciate knowing that I could when I reach that point, I could spend it. But I did not know I can buy a raffle ticket with my debit card or my credit card.
Yeah. Yes, we have our raffle girls, and they'll have the little portable machine, and you can buy with your debit card.
Will there be any picture taken?
Yeah, pictures are taken. You can go and get your photos taken.
I like them picture boots, just in case I need to jog to them. Because if I come in out with
you
the
like
wife.
You like the 360 where it goes around.
That too. Why not too? But when I go out with the wife, I like to take picture.
So make it
me. When we dress up. If I dress up, I might as well take picture. And I develop pictures and say, just we out here. We outside. Yeah, just recommend them to you, just in case when we reach, I won't take picture.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Yes.
But I'm talking to, again, Miss Yolanda Fernanda, and she's telling me about the big event that is happening on February 21st at the Bahama grand ballroom there. And she's telling me that the cocktail starts at 7:30. That's what time you said?
Yes, 7:30.
And the main dinner starts at 8 o'clock?
Yes. 8:30.
Yes.
We give you an hour to mingle and talk to people you meet there. Mm-hmm.
And it's like a social event.
Yes, and then you also get to browse all the silent auction items that are all...
You didn't mention no silent auction.
Yes.
So tell me about the silent auction. Are you going to be you're hiding stuff from me? But it's going to be pleasantly surprised anyway.
Well, I was busy describing all the gifts that would be on the silent auction.
I like things. Go ahead. Tell me about the silent
auction. Things. Everybody likes things. Mm-hmm. Well, the silent auction will be in display around the cocktail hour. Mm-hmm. So as you mingle with your glass of wine and your pinky up, you can have a look at what you'd like to bid on.
Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, for... Listen, audience who are not familiar with a silent auction, because I only had one when I went to St. Andrews there, right? Mm-hmm. What's a silent auction again?
Well, you get an item. It's sitting on the table. Sometimes we don't put the item because it may be too big. Mm-hmm. So you'll have a sheet, and the sheet will have a starting price. Mm-hmm. And then you could go and you could put your name next to the starting price. Mm-hmm. And as people come behind you...
And they bid towards it.
They would bid. So if I put $25 and you came behind me and you put $30, mm-hmm. or we might not let it be that small of a minimum.
I understand.
We might say you have to increase that every $10. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you put $25 and I come behind and I put $35 and no one puts anything after that, I win the bid.
You win the bid.
The item could be $700, just that no one showed interest in it, but I got it for
whatever price.
$35.
Look at God.
So that's how an auction works.
I like that. And I'm blessed. So I could take advantage of that easily.
Yes, you could take advantage. And when it's something you really want, people are swarming around, just making sure no one put no number behind their name.
I don't like losing, so I might spend too much money. I just don't like losing.
But I guarantee you wouldn't spend as much as the item costs.
Mm, that's good.
Because it's a really good donated item, and so we put the price very reasonable, mm-hmm. so it's a plus when you do win it.
So I know you mentioned it earlier, but I wanted to repeat it again. Where can I get tickets from?
You can come to the Heart Foundation office, which is opposite the Swiss Bakery Shop on West Bay Street, and you'll see our sign out front saying the Heart Foundation with a red heart, and then there's also a on the building. The sign is called Eves, E-V-E-S. Mm-hmm. Or you can call the Heart office and let them know that you're coming, and they'll get it ready for you when you come. And the number there is 327-0806.
Say that number one more time.
327-0806.
Okay, that's good. What else I want to talk about, Gerda Boyle? So in terms of volunteering, and I want to be an active supporter of the foundation. Mm-hmm. How does that go about, and what type of volunteers are you looking for?
We're looking for people who are selfless and want to give their time and efforts to come out and help us. Our organization is one where you're going to be sacrificing once you be a part of it. Mm-hmm. You don't get anything for free. Mm. We have to pay for our tickets. I've been a part for 13 years, and every year I've had to buy my own tickets.
My Lord.
For myself and my husband.
You dedicated it.
And we also have meetings. When we have our meetings, one of the ladies in the group or gentleman would supply the lunch for everyone.
Okay.
So we take turns doing that over our year period of preparation. And then we also do things to help the fund along when it's necessary. So if you are a person who just want to give back, mm-hmm. and you're not just coming to be on it just to be on it for being on its sake, then we welcome you.
And do you have a board? And who controls the board? I like showing out names and stuff like that. If you can remember any names to throw out. I like recognizing people.
Yes, I...
You don't know the names.
Don't put me on the spot.
I can put you on the spot. But there's a chairman of the board and whatever it is, yes, and orchestrating. Okay.
We have Mr. Ari Barnes. Okay. He's the chairperson. Mm-hmm. He would have liked to be on this show, but he's not living in the Bahamas mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's been here already for the month, so he missed the time to come here. But he's usually on talking about it, but he's the chairperson.
The chairperson.
Yes.
Okay, that's Mr. Barnes again?
R.E. Barnes.
All right. Just want to give a shout out to Mr. Barnes there.
Yes.
And give a shout out to Ms. Gomez and Ms. Fernando, who's at the office now. They're all listening to the program.
Mrs. Linda LaFleur. She's been there for many, many years. So she's listening. And then, of course, our chairperson, Mrs. Marilyn Cambridge.
Good. Good. Oh, Marilyn Cambridge is the chairperson?
She's the chairperson.
I met Miss Cambridge recently.
Yes?
Yes, and she's a chairperson. Okay, good for her. Yes, she's a very active lady and doing a lot of social and civic work, so I want to give recognizing her right now for that, too. Good.
Yes.
But I enjoyed this conversation. I'm going to leave the last word to you, just to remind you, give a synopsis of what all happened as we transition to another break, and then we'll continue the show. But go ahead. The ball is when, where, how, and which?
I'd like to say, don't forget that if there's someone out there deserving, we would like you to nominate them for the Golden Heart Award.
Okay.
Okay? It's not too late for that. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I'd like to say, it's not too late to get your tickets for the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I've mentioned 3270806. You can call us. And I've mentioned that our office is across the street from the Swiss Bakery Shop. That's our landmark that we use. And you could come in and get your tickets. I mentioned that when you come to the ball, please come with some money.
Come with some change.
Yes, I know.
Or your credit card or debit card. You mentioned that.
You can bring your money. So you could bring your credit card, your debit card. We are equipped to handle any of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next thing. And the other thing is, if you are a recipient of a heart surgery or know someone who is, you can come in and be a part by donating on a birthday of that person or your birthday. Once a year, we appreciate anything we can get. I'm on the Heart Foundation because I know someone who I was with when they were born. They call him a blue baby. They couldn't oxygenate their own blood. Although he was almost 10 pounds, he couldn't breathe on his own. I was there when he had his surgery. The surgery was $380,000.
My Lord have mercy.
And so seeing the panic that we were all in is why I give back to the Heart Foundation, because I know that there are some people out there without insurance. And that feels desperate to watch someone you love die.
Yes.
And so that's how I would like to sum this up today. Please give back. Please remember us. Please come and support us in any way that you can.
So give us the price for all those listening who can afford to come and who want to come.
The price is $300 for the tickets that are remaining now.
Yes. And there are several tickets that are remaining now, so there's no need to panic, but it's urgently going.
Yes,
so
they're going quickly.
They're going quickly.
We're up to about 500 right now.
Okay,
so
nice.
So we still have space for you.
You have 2 weeks to buy your ticket. No last minute at the door. Picking up a ticket. And it's a black tie event.
Yes.
Ball.
And husbands could give that to their wives for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
This is the week after.
Yeah. I like that.
So you get a 5-star restaurant meal and you get to dance.
And Bahama hours of good food.
Yes.
And they have high-end chefs there. So you
and
go there.
And trust me, the food this year is phenomenal. We've already sampled.
I'm thinking about the dessert. I like dessert.
Dessert is awesome as well. We already sampled it. We had a food tasting.
You should have called me when you sampled it. So, I mean, I could come and volunteer to the Heart Foundation.
So I can guarantee the food is chef's kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm jealous though. You see, the whole continent and the show just changed because you get to eat and I didn't get to eat.
I got happy when I remember the food.
I'm happy with food all the time, right? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Ms. Yolanda Fernando, who's the public relations officer for the Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation. They're having a big ball coming up on February 21st, 2026 at the Bahama Ballroom there. The cocktail starts at 7:30, dinner starts at 8:30. You have an hour to mingle and
do selfies with your
friends. right there. They're having a lot of prizes and surprises. So it's going to be a silent auction there.
Yes.
They're reminding people that there's going to be a raffle there also. So bring some spare money for that. Some of the prizes, great prizes. Remind me of the prizes again.
And 3-table prizes as well.
3-table prizes. Mm-hmm. Tell me some of the prizes again before we go.
Well, the prizes are you get the ticket for two to London round trip.
Mm-hmm.
You get the ticket for two on Caribbean Airlines to Trinidad, and you get Bahamas Air ticket for two, mm-hmm. anywhere Bahamas Air goes. Mm-hmm. You got grill, you got cases of champagne, you got jewelry, you got fine art, you got all sorts of items.
Things to win.
Things.
Things to win. And the tickets are $300. You're celebrating how much years is this now?
I have my eye on a particular item, too.
Don't be looking at my things, though.
You know, KitchenAid brand?
Yeah.
We have a beautiful mixer there.
Okay.
And they got 55-inch televisions.
And the prices will be there?
Yes, they will be there.
I like carrying things home, though.
Well, some things are heavy. So what we do is we give you a picture of it.
Yeah.
And we give you our ticket. So when you win, you come to the office and you pick up your item.
And claim it.
Because, you know, a big TV you want to bring out there. Mm-hmm. We have Apple Watches.
Oh, what kind of things? You're hiding stuff from me, man, Miss Fernando.
We have an Apple Watch that's over $600.
So, and this is why you spend the $300 things you could win.
$10?
Yeah. Yeah.
A ticket.
See, there you go.
So all those people who corporate offices bought them tickets, mm-hmm. they didn't have to buy the ticket. Their office bought it. They're coming with their spouse.
Yeah.
Bring money.
Yes.
Bring money and
help
somebody else.
Yes. It was wonderful having you on.
Thank you for having me.
It was my pleasure. Ring us out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Actually, we have four minutes.
Okay.
I can talk to you for four more minutes.
Well, listen. I've been on many, 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 many interviews. And I think you take me some places I've never been.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's why I'm the most number one show on Guardian right now. I just talk and talk. But no, I enjoy talking to you. And the idea that you've been volunteering and supporting the Heart Foundation for so long.
Listen, I started when I retired from the bank. I was a banker mm-hmm. for 25 years. And when I left the bank, I remembered my little cousin who I was with when he was born mm-hmm. and what we went through. That was such a scary experience. And so I wanted to do something for someone else who may have had to have that same experience. I knew how bad it felt.
And now you guilted me because, like I said, I know of a friend whose child born with complications, right? Mm-hmm. And now I feel that there's a need that I should give back. Because yes. I just saw him recently. He just graduated from one school here into the Bahamas. Right?
Talking about that,
yeah.
My little cousin who I took care of when he was like that, mm-hmm. he have a full-time scholarship to Harvard University.
Look at that.
He actually has two. He was a straight-A student. He was the head boy at Kingsway Academy.
That's so something to celebrate.
A celebration of someone who could have lost their life.
Yes.
And look at what they're doing. And he's a Christian young man as well.
Yes. Well, I shall celebrate him,
too. A very good role model.
Yes. When you come in next time, you're going to have to recognize and say his name, because you didn't say his name.
I can say his name.
Didn't say his name. Let's recognize him, man.
His name is Christian Miller. I'm so very proud of him.
I am proud of Christian Miller, too.
The journey
has gone through, and to know that he was able to take advantage of the opportunity that the Heart Foundation had given him. He had to go through that surgery at a young age,
yes.
and now he's thriving and doing wonderful things, great and behemoth. Now has something to be proud about.
He actually came on the radio and did an interview for me as well.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And he gave his experience and how he feel about what he went through.
Good. And we need more people to give that testimony.
Yes.
How many people have had surgeries, you know?
I had a couple on with me at another show that we were on late last week.
Yeah.
And they had the experience of having to go through this during the pandemic.
Wow.
And listening to their story was inspiring because I feel so good to be a part of the Heart Foundation who was able to help them. Because they was like, we don't have it, we can't help you at this time, but we were able to come through and they got what they needed. And now their daughter is running around, 4 years old.
Yes.
And she's doing well.
4 years later after COVID. And COVID was a scary time then by itself.
Scary.
And
yes.
then to have a child with challenges, heart challenges too.
Yeah.
I can imagine what the parents was going through and saying, man, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, so my involvement is based on personal experience because I know my son also was in the NICU,
mm-hmm.
but it was because he was born very early.
Ah.
And so having to go there and, you know, during pandemic, you could really sympathize with the parents because you couldn't go as often as you would like to.
There you go. There you go.
So donate. If you have spare money, $100, $200 there, and say, let me go and put this on the Sir Victor Sassoon's Heart Foundation account and say, man, I'm giving back because of the wonderful and great things that the association, the foundation is doing.
For your birthday, for the person's birthday, even if they pass away, you want to remember them. We're here. You can give it, pay it forward and help somebody else.
Pay it forward. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.